Welcome back, everybody. I'm pretty excited about today's podcast. It's pretty interesting, and I hope that some people may find it useful. So there's a new service called Dr. B, and its attempt is to get the COVID-19 vaccines that are ending up in the trash to organize a way for people to be able to use the vaccines. So I'll cover a little bit about the company, and then I'll talk about some of the FAQs for it. Very interesting thing happening. So it's led by ZocDoc founder Cyrus Masumi. And Dr. B, it's just a website. I went through it, and really simple steps to put your information in. But what it does is it's pretty much aiming to kind of have an emergency alert system for thawed coronavirus vaccines, which typically need to be injected within 6 hours of being thawed. So I'm sure, you know, as it's become well known and more people are looking to get the vaccine, it's become probably one of the, according to Masumi, this vaccine is now the scarcest resource on earth. We were concerned about the fact that a lot of the vaccines end up in last minute shuffle at the end of the day. And Masumi is assuming that, or approximating that, as much as 20 to 30% of vaccine appointments are missed, leaving the thawed vaccine doses or thawed vaccination doses to be permanently lost and thrown away. So when a provider ends up with thawed doses, Dr. B sends out a text to participants from nearby zip codes and prioritizing them according to the state health department's tier list. So you'll have to go through, and it takes a few minutes. You have to answer a few questions. And once you're texted, you have about 15 minutes to confirm that you can get to the provider. Then within two hours to reach the location and to get your shot. And if you can't make it, you go to the back of the line within your priority group based on the answers that you have. And the system, it's counting on providers to schedule a follow-up shot, which both Moderna and Pfizer vaccines still require. But the hope is that simply getting patients in the door for their first dose will be a significant improvement. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see how this unfolds. So one of the questions that I had is it free? And yes, Dr. B and the COVID-19 vaccine are both free of charge. Healthcare providers will bill insurance companies, Medicaid and Medicare, or tap federal funds for the uninsured. So you may incur a copayment at the time of the service. And any other questions that you may have about your insurance copays and deductibles or et cetera, you know, should be discussed with your provider at the time of the shot. So, and can anyone sign up? Yep, you are eligible to sign up for Dr. B's standby list if you meet the following criteria. You are 18 years of age or older, simply because the Pfizer vaccine is approved for 16 plus, the Moderna vaccine is for 18 plus, but they don't really know yet which brand of vaccine you'll get. So you've got to be 18 years of age or older. You have to reside in the US. You have a telephone number that can receive text messages. So Google Voice offers a free number if you need one. But if you have a landline or something like that that can't get text messages, it won't work. And you have not already received a dose of the COVID vaccine. Legally and medically, you are otherwise able to receive the vaccine if it was available to you. So you've got to meet all those criteria. And what information are you going to need to provide? So to determine the priority group that you are in is based on the state and local guidelines. And I went through the steps to sign up for it, and it pretty much asks stuff along the lines of, like, you know, any health conditions, any allergies. A lot of the things that they would probably be looking at. Also ask for your name, your email. It said that it asked for your zip code, but I don't remember putting that in. Your date of birth, your profession, and any health conditions that you might have. And if, you know, will the provider location be nearby? Yes, the location of the vaccination site will be nearby the zip code as the one you provided at registration. But again, if you are not able to make it, you can reply and you would be put to the bottom of the list if you're, you know, not in the area for some reason. And another question is, how many people are ahead of me in the list? So although there's many of people who have signed up nationally, I think when I got my text message, it was like 700. I was number 780,000 and something. You may be near the front of the line in your area. So just because there are 700,000 plus people signed up, I may be one of the few in my zip code area that also fits based on the eligibility criteria and on the order of the registration on the site. So those are some of the top questions. It's been a really interesting development, and if there's updates on this or there's new things that come out from seeing Dr. B and how effective they are on rolling out these additional vaccines, I haven't done any research yet on people that have successfully completed the process, but I'm in the process. So if I'm able to do it successfully, I'll share that information, or if I find more information of people doing it, I will also share that. Pretty interesting. I signed up. Thanks for listening along. Keep following, and I'll keep you posted on the updates with the COVID-19 vaccine. Again, hoping to share some information to make you have the information that you need to feel comfortable and confident in making the decision on whether you get vaccinated or not. And also providing hopefully some information on being able to get the vaccination if you want to get it. All right, well, I look forward to seeing all of you or hearing all of you in the next podcast. Bye for now.